We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just a few minutes away from the money tracker, Don Grant, right here with Steve and Ted.
Woohoo!
Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
The city of Wichita is starting to reopen some buildings coming out of the pandemic shutdown. Public golf courses will be open starting tomorrow.
Two.
Two men were shot late yesterday in West Wichita near 13th and West. In critical condition.
One.
A third arrest has now been made in connection with the killing of a black jogger in Georgia, the person that took the video of the incident. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This morning here in the Wichita area, we've got showers, thunderstorms, fog, mist out there. So there are some areas where visibility is... At the airport, it's down to around 5 miles. So visibility an issue this morning. Roadways wet, potentially slippery. Just be extra careful out there. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And as we head into the holiday weekend, let's take a look at the weather forecast. Scattered heavy showers and thunderstorms this morning. Maybe clearing off to the point where it's partly cloudy by this afternoon. We're looking for a high of 78 degrees. Clearing off tonight, overnight low down to 59. And getting into the holiday weekend, warm and humid. Saturday, a high tomorrow 86 on a windy day. We're looking for more showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high 84. And then on Monday, Memorial Day, another 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms. High Monday, 77. Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the northwest gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Some thunder showers in the area. It is 60 degrees, and we're on our way to a high of 78. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. The Monarch is back open for dine-in seven days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. It is 6:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's see how the stock market fared yesterday.
Wall Street doubting the economic recovery as another 2.4 million Americans filed for jobless benefits last week. Stocks rally paused. The Dow fell 101 points, the Nasdaq fell 90, and the S&P 500 gave up 23. But stocks are on track for big weekly gains following optimism that a coronavirus vaccine may be available later this year and the economy can continue to reopen. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
6:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, investing for short and long-term goals. Well, that about covers it.
Yeah.
Here is our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, live in studio.
Live in studio.
Hey,
well,
Don.
Thank you. Hey.
Was I too enthusiastic on
well,
your intro
you
there?
Just, I know how excited you are about long and short-term investment goals.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
It's those midterm goals that are the fun ones. You know, earlier this week I talked about long and short-term financial goals, also long and short-term gains. Well, the time from now until you need to use your money has a tremendous bearing on how you would invest that money. There are several factors to consider when investing for a goal with a projected time horizon. I would initially focus on the amount of risk one would take for a certain level of projected growth. The longer the time frame for the goal, the more risk that can generally be taken on. There are no guarantees, but generally, greater risk can create a bigger return. We know because we study the history of the stock market. We've learned how different investments in different sectors behave under different conditions. For example, when interest rates are trending upward, real estate stocks often fall in value. That's because real estate investment is often tied to borrowing. If the cost of borrowing, thus interest rates, goes up, profits may be lower, and that can be reflected in declining real estate stock prices. If you have a very short-term goal, let's say that you're close to having enough for the down payment on a house and that you hope to buy within a year or so, I would suggest not putting that money at any risk. Stick it in the bank, CDs, or maybe even a low-risk portfolio of U.S. Treasury bonds. Remember, you absolutely need that money soon. You don't want to put it at risk. If you're 25 and expect to retire at age 67 or so, it may be okay to take on a very aggressive stance with investments. Take on risk with hopes of a greater return. You'll have time to weather big storms in the markets. In fact, market volatility can help you if you continue to invest when the stock market is down, like right now. The investment universe is huge. There are a lot of choices from very conservative to aggressive and everything in between. If you're not sure, work with your certified financial planner to help you invest for your needs. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
All right. So good information. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I'm here full of good information.
Sometimes it's hard to formulate those goals or get them crystallized in your brain.
Well, it's tough to put off the longer term goals like retirement because you have these immediate needs or immediate wants, but man, it's like the tortoise and the hare, you know? You just got to keep at it.
Yeah. What are most people like when it comes to that analogy?
I think most people understand the concept.
Most people get it?
Yeah. There are a lot of people who have been really putting it away and not really understanding how to invest it, but they just keep putting it away because they know they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And so it's good to help us streamline, you know, to be able to get together and say, okay, this is something that could grow over this period of time. And, you know, there's just different strategies you could use for allocations and such.
All right. We're on the doorstep of Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Personally, Don, it doesn't seem like Memorial Day weekend to me.
This is the oddest. We were talking about this yesterday with some friends. I don't know where I am in time right now.
Usually you come into this weekend and there's a lot of excitement.
Anticipation.
And boy, summer's here. And now I'm still clenched.
Well,
a friend of mine drove
to the lake, whatever the lake is. I think it was the Beaver Lake or something. Early this morning they left. I'm thinking, well, bring your puzzles, you know. I don't know what it's going to be like there, but here it's not a lake day today.
No, and it might be some challenges on Sunday and Monday too.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But I wish them the best. We hope there's sunshine.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Everybody gets out and has fun.
Enjoy the warmer weather, and I think people are a little stir crazy too. So.
Oh man, that's for sure.
And then of course the purpose of Memorial Day, remembering those who have served and paid the ultimate price.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the important thing. Everybody gets caught up in the mattress sales and and all the things that are going on socially, but it really is a day to sit back and reflect and think about people who laid it down for us.
And even though some of the pomp and ceremony won't be there like usual on Monday, you can still remember it in your head.
Definitely.
And observe it in your own way.
That's a very, very good reminder.
Hey, Don, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you again next week on Tuesday.
We'll see you then.
Sounds good. That is our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 6:55 with Steve and Ted here on this Friday morning. We'll tell you about many states, including Kansas, that are starting to ease restrictions heading into this holiday weekend. The Kansas legislature is still trying to wrap things up in Topeka. We'll have the latest on that. And we'll talk with a couple of national correspondents from Fox News Radio coming up in the 7 o'clock hour on some pretty good topics, including getting out and about and active. KNSS News Time, 6:56.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.